Hey, girlfriend, you know who you are. You have big, big dreams. You want to write a book, stand on a TED Talk stage, be a life coach offering wisdom from your RV in Montana, a cafe in Barcelona, or a beach chair in Tulum. Your other girlfriends and your family, they don't always get your biz savvy. Why do you want to leave your J-O-B? Because you're a CATS, aka coach, author, thought leader, and speaker. Meet other change makers like yourself and find out how they make it happen. This is the Big Meow Podcast.
Welcome to the Big Meow Podcast, brought to you by CATS Networking. I'm your host, Angela Howard. And today we have Diane Martinez, who is a holistic coach. She has a company called Conscious Creating Life Coaching. Welcome, Diane. We can't wait to hear more from you.
Hello, Angela. Thanks for inviting me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Absolutely. So you are speaking to other coaches, authors, thought leaders, and speakers, and you mentioned in your description, doing the work. What does doing the work mean?
Doing the work means going within. There are so many things that we want to accomplish and achieve and manifest in the outer world, but it all begins with going within, starting with, you know, asking ourselves the big questions, getting to know ourselves, developing a love and acceptance as ourselves as we are. Mm-hmm. That's where everything starts. And from that place, then all the good things happen on the outside.
Well, so you sound like you're very inspirational, and we love to gain wisdom nuggets from our other CATS. Do you have like an inspirational, I don't know, even a little part of your work to get us from like point A to point B this morning?
I do. I've been thinking about this. And one thing I would say to all the listeners is that give yourself the gift of time. Mm. In our society, in our culture, man, we want it now, right? Lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks and, you know, grow your business to 100K. Well, it's all just meant to be instant. Mm-hmm. And while that can be appealing, I mean, that's not real life, right? There is no overnight success. We just get the last little snippet, and there were 15 years of hard work that went before that.
Absolutely.
I wrote a newsletter about this early on in my business, and I called Give Yourself a Longer Runway. Mm. So in this metaphor, if you took a commercial jet, a 747, and you were to determine whether or not it could fly, and you gave it a 500-foot runway,
yeah,
your conclusion would be that, of course, that thing can't fly. It's gone 500 feet and it's still on the ground, right?
Yeah.
But if you give it the 6,000 feet it needs, I think that's right, 6,000 feet that it needs, then of course it can fly and it can go anywhere, right? And in amazing places. But in our lives, so many times we give ourselves such a short little runway. Mm-hmm. Oh, I tried this meditation practice for a week and, you know, it's not doing it for me.
Like, yeah,
longer than that. So give yourself the time that you need to really have success in whatever it is, whether it's meditation or weight loss or with your business.
Yeah, that's really a good nugget of wisdom, because many of us are starting out as new coaches or shifting. You know, we go through, especially women, I have to say, go through transitions. And I would say that bit of wisdom right there, tough pill to swallow sometimes, because you do want it now, we're conditioned to want it now, but to give it time. So on the tail of that, Diane, when you get kind of down or you're looking at your bank account versus that long, okay, I need more time to get this going. How do you navigate that? That's a tough one, especially for entrepreneurs and solopreneurs.
That is a really good question, Angela, because we do need to discern. Sometimes something isn't for us. You know, even with a very long runway, it's just like, yeah, that's not it. So this is an individual thing. I don't think there is a formula you can apply, like one month or 6 months.
Yeah.
But I would say have check-ins with yourself monthly, see how you're doing, and you can give yourself a period of time. I want to launch a podcast or write a book, and give yourself, you know, whether it's 6 months or 9 months or a year, and have periodic check-ins with yourself and note not only your progress, like maybe how many words you've written or how many articles, what progress you've made, but how are you feeling about the work? Mm-hmm. Are you still energized about it? Yeah. Do you still have that passion? Like, yes, I can't wait to get this out there. Or is it starting to feel like wah, wah, you know? And you can use both as a guide as to how you're doing. Mm-hmm. So I got my certification from Alan Cohen, his holistic life coaching program. And I don't know if you know him, mm-hmm. but he's an amazing coach, a prolific author, mm-hmm. a wonderful mentor. And his advice is follow the good feeling thoughts. Mm-hmm. So do the things that you're enthused about, whether it's planning retreats or starting a blog or whatever it is, offering online classes that make you feel energized.
Yeah. And sometimes that discernment is tough because we're told you need a speech, a book, and that you need all these things. And maybe you don't like all of those things. Yeah.
And yeah. It can totally be overwhelming because we are faced with so many different social media platforms and venues for us to get our message out there.
Yeah. And
we can't do them all.
No.
But if you follow the good feeling thoughts, the ones that you feel enthused about, mm-hmm. then that's going to more likely bring you success. And as for giving yourself enough time, do those periodic check-ins, see how you're doing. And as long as you are getting good feedback, you're making progress, maybe your email list is growing or whatever other measures you have to, mm-hmm. you know, check your progress, mm-hmm. then keep going. But if you're not seeing progress over months, if your energy is waning about this, it's totally fine to shift gears. You've got to give yourself permission to change course.
Yeah. Determination, persistence, I hear, patience, all those things that I don't know, I wasn't born with persistence, maybe not patience, but, you know, so life throws us wrenches, you know, for whatever reason, there's always a lesson there. But what do you do when you face a challenge?
What I have learned to do is not what I used to do. What sure. I have learned to do is pause. Mm-hmm. There is so much power in just being still for a moment, mm-hmm. because our initial response can be to react. Well, I'll cancel that. I'll quit that or whatever. And that's coming from fear.
Yeah.
And when we come from fear, I mean, that's not the self that we want to put out there in the world. So mm-hmm. when you give yourself a pause, just like, this feels uncomfortable. Do I need to respond? So I ask myself a series of questions. Is my response necessary? A lot of times it's not.
Yeah.
You know, what is the outcome that I'm going for here? Do I want to sever a relationship? Do I want to try to work this out, renegotiate? And from a place of calm, decide what my best next steps are. But if you don't give yourself that pause, you're just shooting from the hip. And a lot of times we end up having to go back then and apologize or, you know, backtrack over what we've done. Mm-hmm. And that's never fun.
Yeah. And I think your whole message here is about time. Pause, time, take a breath, reassess, time. I mean, I see the constant message. So share with us a recent success with one of your clients.
A recent success? Oh my goodness, this is a great one. So this client is a young woman. She's in her early 30s and she is single and has had a very successful professional life. Mm-hmm. But she's very high strung, described herself as suffering from anxiety so much and just always feels very scattered.
Yeah.
And after working with me, she was in my 3-month program. And after we were partway through, she got a job offer seemingly out of the blue, which of course it wasn't.
Love it.
And she took and was very enthused about it. But the story that was really, I love the most, is that she was out at a music festival with her friends. Mm-hmm. She was wearing a new pair of jeans and she had put her phone in her back pocket. Mm-hmm. And partway through the evening, she went to reach for her phone and it wasn't there. And she realized it had fallen through a hole in her pocket. Uh-huh. She said her old self would have panicked, would have stopped it right there. Probably, she said, I probably would have cried. I would have made my friends stop. Let's retrace our steps. And the party would have been over.
Yeah.
Right. The rest of the time would have been like, I have to find my phone.
Right.
And she said, after the work that we had done, she realized, it's like, okay, well, there's no sense in this crowded music festival of trying to find it. I'm just going to have a good time. And if it's meant to come back to me, it will.
Wow.
And she went on with her friends and she said, her friends were like, who are you? Like you would have been panicking and crying and, you know, flipping out. And she's like, no, it was fine. We had a good time. I went home that evening. I got a call from someone the next day who had found my phone and I got it back. And so to me, I love that success, because where this coaching matters is when you can respond to everyday triggers differently.
Wow. That was a huge story, I have to say.
I know, it's about a lost phone. It seems so simple, but it's really big, because how many times do things like that happen?
Well, yeah.
And you can flip out, but be like, okay.
And we all depend on our phones, unfortunately, for everything. And I think that's amazing. So good work with that. I hope your clients get like that. We could use a world full of anti-anxious people. What is the big picture for you? What's next on your agenda?
Well, I'm currently a C of your cats, and I am in the process of becoming an author. I've written a book and it is currently at the editor, and I will be working on getting that out, hopefully launching that in the next few months. So that's the big thing. This year, now that the pandemic is, dare I say, over, and people are getting together again, meeting, I would love to collaborate with some other creatives and host some retreats. Mm. I love the workshops. I love the retreats where a group of women can gather and just, there's nothing like being together in person, support each other, offer a number of different teachings, instructions, and just really use that to reset and recharge.
Wow, that's fantastic. You just made a wonderful ad for cats for our networking. Total supportive. We are all about collaboration, not competition. It's right along the lines.
Absolutely. Women supporting women is such a beautiful thing. And I think it happens way more than people want to acknowledge. But we are really powerful. Did you know
one of
my favorite quotes? The Dalai Lama said, the world will be saved by the Western woman.
Oh, I did not know. Wow, that gave me chills. That literally sent like a lightning bolt down my back. That is wild. Love that. Love that. We may have to use that. I may steal it from the Dalai Lama.
Oh, go right ahead. Let's get it out there.
What is the name of your book before we go? Can we know?
I'm tweaking the title, but the working title right now is The Art of Living an Open Life.
Okay. All right. Because this podcast will go live probably when your book's coming out, and would be a great cross promotion for you. So love supporting our coaches, our authors, and anyone else that's becoming a speaker. All those things kind of work together. So Diane, thank you so much for sharing your time and your wisdom and your effervescence with us today.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate being here and love the work that you do.
Yeah, we'll see ya. All right.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the Big Meow podcast, sponsored by Cats Network. If you liked what you heard, please take a moment to subscribe and share this podcast with your friends. You can also join our network filled with positivity and possibility. Visit www.catsnetworking.com to join us and learn more, together with your magical, motivated, and mystical new friends at Cats Network. Let's transform a million lives with your message. Are you feeling isolated, sitting at home in your PJs? Or perhaps you're tired of the comfy sweatpants with holes in them that are hidden just below the camera? I mean, you could puke at the thought of another day of Zoom meetings and reporting to your BOSS. Do you want freedom from your home office desk or the office cubicle? Do you want freedom from your current career? Or are you frustrated that your online biz dreams are going nowhere? It's all too overwhelming. Where do you start? All the tech, the choices, and your message. Yep, I said your message, your brand, your voice. What is it? Do you even know what that means? Do you need a biz coach, but don't want to invest the big bucks? Let's face it, being a solopreneur is lonely, but you don't have to do it alone. And here's a solution. Join Cats Network. Cats Network is a woman-only membership community exclusively available to you, the life coach or executive coach, the author, the thought leader, or the public speaker. If you identify with this list or want to work on adding some of these to your skill set, Cats is the place for you. Check us out at www.catsnetworking.com. That's C-A-T-S networking.com. 'Cause let's face it, cats are better together.